This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former schoolteacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you. Tell you what to do, what to think and what to feel. Who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men. Machine men, with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Choose the power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world.
It's Clark in Texas, substituting today for our friend Clint Richardson. This is Corporation Nation. I'm joined today by my co-host, Bruce G. McCarthy, of RBN's Datum Line, which you can hear every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time here on RBN. Bruce's book is something that I wish everybody could read. I've read this book twice. To learn about this book, go to YouTube and type in bank fraud in 10 minutes. That's the numeral 10. Now, gentlemen, hang on there. We're going to bring on one more caller, and then I'm going to ask for your solution or a proposed solution that you have thought of or actually are implementing today for what we're describing as rather a conundrum, a difficult place to be. And then I'm going to ask my friend Bruce to lead the discussion of conversations with his own proposal. And so let's bring up Wes in Idaho. Hello there, Wes.
Hello, Lark and Bruce. You hear me?
How are you doing, Wes?
Pretty good. Cinderesis here. Beautiful word. I wanted to know what you guys felt about what's going on over there in Iceland. Have they made any progress? It appears to me that what they reputed a little bit of their internet or their usury debt, but still continue to work with the Rothschild money system. I don't know. I want to hear what you guys would say for remedies.
You want to take that, Bruce?
Yeah, I haven't followed closely on the heels of what's going on in each of the individual countries. A repudiation of debt is oftentimes thought of as a solution. I think foreclosing on the banking system itself would be a better one, because you can, the courts have said in times past, you can only recover what you prove. And that means that you, the creditor, can only recover what you can prove you loaned. And in the United States versus Neifert White Company, the court very eloquently defined a loan. It said that in order to constitute a loan, there must be a contract whereby in substance, catch that word, substance, one party transfers to another a sum of money. Well, there was no bank in Iceland or in Spain or in Greece or in Cyprus or here in the United States that in substance lends anything to anybody. And so rather than repudiate a debt and thereby acknowledge that you actually owed one, why not foreclose on the real debtor, which is the banking system that never made the loan in the first place?
amen to that. And I will only add, Wes, that, you know, I don't know how to say this often enough, but I personally don't trust really one damn thing that comes out of the mainstream press today. I really don't. These people are in bed with the CIA, and of course all these people are being paid by these same criminal banksters. And so I can tell you that I have read of some countervailing information that simply repudiates much of this nonsense that we've been hearing about what's going on in Iceland. So if you're on a computer, do a little bit more search. I think you'll find that a lot of the stuff that we're hearing about what's happening in Iceland vis-a-vis repudiation of the debt, et cetera, and they're jailing these bankers and et cetera, is really just hogwash. But I want to go around the horn real quick, gentlemen.
One more small comment.
Go ahead, Wes.
It's been called a pots and pans rebellion over there. I'm going to suggest, the Battle of Jericho. Maybe we should get our pots and pans, about a million of us, and march around the Federal Reserve Bank for a week, pounding our pots and pans like Jericho. That was my only comment. But thank you.
We'll march around it seven times, and then we'll shout.
Amen. Amen. Blow our horns. Whatever.
And then the walls will come down.
Amen. Fly me away. Better than AR-15s and AK-47s. I don't know. Just a suggestion. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day now, Wes.
Why don't we go back to you, Ed, and let's see if you can... In a quick summary, provide a plausible solution that you have focused on of late.
Okay. The final solution is that the contract that I was speaking of is for sure being followed today. We don't have any doubt about that. So, that being the case, the contract that's been 80 years to 2013, and in order for a person to be able to accept that contract, they had to be 21 years of age of that day. That would make the people still obligated to that contract, hear what I'm saying, 101 years old or older. Therefore, the vast majority of the Americans today were not a party to that contract, and it was a pure contract, which in effect set the law of the land on the shelf to run the country by contract. So the solution is we need to be challenging this system, this whole system of authority, because of the fact that we were never a party to the original contract. And neither, being heirs, are we liable to our ancestors' terms and conditions of the contract or obligations under the contract.
Let me ask you this, Ed. Why do we have to constantly think in terms of we? What can the individual do? I've already made my choices.
That's what I'm saying. Each individual has to challenge, and this is where it's at. We're all dealing with courts all the time, the legal system. So when we're going into these courts, we need to be bringing this issue up because nobody's doing it. And it is the foundational problem. You know, like I said earlier, if you don't go to the origin of a thing, that's the most important place to go, because that's where the authority emanates.
Well, I'd like to think that we can unvolunteer ourselves.
Well, you can, and that's what I'm talking about. You have to take away, here's what the answer is, you've got to take away your consent, which they are assuming exists, to continue servicing the obligations of your ancestors under the New Deal contract. That's the answer.
Well, I think that sounds plausible. Let's go to you, Harley. You've got a minute here. Let's give us a little summation. What kind of plausible scenarios have you thought of?
Well, I think what goes on in North Dakota, I believe it is, seems to be a very good system. They're very, they're not having a lot of problems like everywhere else across the country.
Yeah, but they're using a counterfeit currency, my friend.
Pardon?
They're using a counterfeit currency.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, they don't have no gold or silver. They stole it all, you know?
Well, I'm not sure that that's the solution, personally. What your thoughts, Bruce?
Yeah, I know there's a lot of, approval that seems to be going around in certain circles with respect to state banks, state chartered banks, instead of the Federal Reserve System. I would remind listeners, however, that it was the state chartered banks in the 1800s that typically operated on a 25% reserve requirement, and they were issuing 75%, at least 75% fraudulent notes. And it was under state banks that we had so many problems that eventually we had the solution, which was to have a federal monopoly to regulate them all, hence the Fed. Here's our music, I guess.
Yeah, let's take us out, Bruce. We'll be back in just a moment, folks.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
My neighbor... Welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Well, maybe if I press this button.
There are so many things to learn about in this world. And so many people who can help us learn. And so many people who can help us learn.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind?
In the garden of your mind.
You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
In the garden of your mind.
It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do
is... Oh, greetings and welcome back. This is Bruce G. McCarthy, and I'm with Lark from Texas, and we're sitting in for Clint Richardson, who is your normal host. So we, I guess, must be the abnormal hosts on this program.
Indeed. Speak for yourself.
Yeah, so thanks. Yeah. Yeah, and we had, let's see, Harley from Indiana had spoken to the subject of banks in North Dakota. Ed had brought up the solution or the potential solution of, I think, sidestepping or abrogating or walking out of the contract of the New Deal, to which we, our generation, certainly was not the original party. There are going to be arguments, I'm sure, that are going to be thrown at us. I mean, it's nice to make our own argument and in a vacuum. But the other side is going to say something to the effect, well, if you guys want to quote maxims of law, how about this one? And we won't go to the Latin, we'll just go to the English, that there's no injury that's done in things that are long acquiesced in or long acquiesced to. And it would be difficult to argue against the fact that the American people have acquiesced to the programs of the New Deal. And the New Deal takes us back 80 years. In fact, the confiscation of our gold in 1933-34 was 80 years ago. The confiscation of our silver was 49 years ago, 1965. At least most of it was taken in 1965. And the American people just kind of went along with it. In fact, you didn't see too many lines out in front of the banks when the silver was taken. There at least were a few lines out in front of the banks back in the 1930s when the gold was taken. But the American people generally haven't, let's say, resisted or objected. And I don't mean by complain. The word complain and object are not synonyms. What we're doing is we traffic in the credit instruments, the unlawful credit instruments, the dishonored credit instruments of the Federal Reserve System. And my suggestion is that we stop doing that. And that's when, as the ad said, or as the song said, oh, let us unite. Well, I'm not much in terms of uniting with other people, quite frankly, but it's when we, as individuals, start trading with one another using goods and services, or, better yet, gold and silver, and we stop trafficking in that which we complain about, which is the unlawful Federal Reserve note-type system. That's when we start putting our money where our mouth is, and now our objection carries weight. Until we actually repent of the evil, I don't think our objection, so-called, is going to carry an awful lot of weight. And it's going to be argued that, well, you agreed, didn't you? You got a Social Security number, didn't you? Did you rescind your Social Security number? Are you out there working without a nine-digit number? Do you still go to the bank? Do you still have a bank account? That sort of thing. They're going to ask those kind of questions. It would be logical for them to ask, you know, do you participate in the system? Do you collect any benefits from this system? Who seeks the benefits must stand to the burden. That's a maxim of law as well. And while I agree with Ed, I'd say that, you know, we weren't the original party, but I see us as a nation having been substituted as contractual parties. I don't think there are too many of my ancestors who signed the New Deal contract. It was representatives in Washington who represented them. And I think that we need to take a more proactive approach to coming out of Babylon. That's what the Bible says. Come out of her, my people. Be ye not partakers of her sins and of her plagues, Revelation 18:4. And that's where I am in this subject.
Well, I agree. I personally don't want to deal with the third-party collectivist entity, which is little more than a zombie creation of someone or something. I mean, I don't know anybody named we. I don't know anybody named us. I don't know anybody named they, them, we the people, USG, the state of Texas. I just don't know these folks. I personally want to do business with honorable parties, and I want to engage in honorable contract. I don't know anybody named the U.S. government. I don't know anybody even named the Fed. I know that people traffic in this paper and this plastic quite a bit nowadays. But I have to tell you, Bruce, I mean, I don't want to have anything to do with anybody that's going to demand my Social Security number or my driver's license number, or my birth certificate number in order to enter into a contract. These weren't my numbers in the first place.
Right. Well, I have oftentimes gone back to, in fact, years ago when I was on the road speaking, I would oftentimes introduce a presentation with a quotation from a publication put out by the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. And page one, and this was written back around 1980. There actually was no publication date on it. But the little booklet was entitled Big Government, which is an interesting title for a Federal Reserve publication, don't you think? Big Government. People might say, well, what does the Federal Reserve care about big government? A lot. Anyway, here's how it opened up. And this was written by Lawrence C. Murdoch, who was the vice president and secretary of the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. And he and I corresponded for a brief period of time there back in the early 80s. He says, quote, a politician is addressing the home folks. For the first 15 minutes, he extols states' rights and the crowd cheers. For the second 15 minutes, he tells how he's going to fight for an increase in government subsidies, what we call grants today, and the crowd cheers just as enthusiastically. The speaker and his constituents are good examples of the split vision with which Americans view government. In principle, many of us are against the extension of federal influence and control, but in practice, we turn right around and apply for every governmental benefit that happens to be available, end quote. That's one of the big problems that we have in America, and I'm not accusing anybody in our particular audience of being a beggar of government benefits and so forth, but the American people have got a begging mindset that they are insistent that they are going to have all of the perks that Washington, D.C. can bestow upon them. And you're not going to get those people out from underneath this contract that our ancestors got into under the New Deal. Our present generation is a socialist generation. I hate to say that, but I'm ashamed of us. Okay? And when we stop begging for all of that, that's when we can actually start putting our money where our mouth is, and we can start walking away from these not-so-noble contracts.
What do you say to these folks that will say, well, golly gee, Bruce, would you have Granny get thrown under the bus?
You know,
what do you say to these folks?
I see we're coming up on another break, so I hope I'm not going to get interrupted again. But in one of our broadcasts way back early this year, I spent a little bit of time in a book that was called FDR and His Folly. And it was written by a kind of a mainstream conservative type guy. But in there, I remember reading about the state of New York and the number of people age 65 and above who were receiving some sort of government or private organized benefit in old age. And I think it was less than 4% of the population that was receiving government or private old age assistance around 1929. Now, I'm only about 30 minutes away from a township where, according to one of the officials in that township, 80% of the people in that township are receiving some sort of government welfare assistance. I think we've changed. And I think our forefathers, when they came back, or if they could come back, they would be ashamed of the beggars we've become.
Well, let's hold that thought, Bruce. We'll pick right back up after this.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Derivatives, quantitative easing, trade imbalances, recession, low GDP, nations close to collapsing, and subprime loans, foreclosed homes, and people's taxes spent to bail out too big to...
Greetings and welcome back. I'm Bruce G. McCarthy, your host, or host in waiting or something. And I'm here with Lark from Texas. You guys know him. And we're sitting in for Clint Richardson, who's away and probably having fun, but I bet he's not having as much fun as... we are. And we've heard from Ed, and Ed, you know, has brought up a valid point with regards to solutions, and it has to do with contract. And again, back to Amos 3:3, can two walk together except they be agreed? The Apostle Paul had reminded us in Romans 6:16 that know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servant ye are. And that's a principle of law. And Americans have surrendered their allegiance and their obedience to the state. And I think that voluntary submission constitutes a form of acquiescence, which is construed by the system as being contractual consent. You know, it was Pogo, the cartoon comic strip, who said several decades ago when he was wandering around out there in the swamp, with his swamp buddies. They were trying to figure out the origin of some strange-looking footprints. And they wandered around for a few weeks in the comic strips, and eventually Pogo, the crocodile, he raises his finger, or whatever you want to call that thing, on his front leg, and he says, "We have met the enemy, and he is us." And it says an awful lot. And while it's exciting and it's interesting to keep up with the latest and the most bizarre sky is falling story, and it may indeed fall here, there, or wherever. And a lot of people like to be the harbingers of the latest and the greatest threat. What we really need to do is to focus a little bit more of our attention on cause and effect relationships and understanding. And that's one of the things that I try to focus on in the Datum Line broadcast. All of our Datum Line broadcasts from the very beginning, 2 years and a month ago, are linked together. And our initial premise was that it is the religion of a people, the predominant religion of a nation. And atheists have a religion. They may deny that they do, but they do. It is the predominant religion of a society that will determine the political system, which will oversee the economic system. Politics, religion, and economics are inseparably linked at the hip. And once people understand that, then they'll be able to get their mind right, as it said in the Cool Hand Luke. You know. But we know from the scriptures, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, probably one of the verses that's been repeated more than any other than maybe John 3:16. If my people, which are called by my name, now this is 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, and it's interesting to find out who those people are, which are called by my name, and there is a certain people who are called by his name, shall humble themselves, didn't say that Congress is supposed to be humbled, it said the people, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. It's nice to get Congress to change. It'd be nice to get the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and all the other folks out there to repent of what they're doing. But quite frankly, the reason they're so successful at what they do is because the people out here love to have it so. And until we stop loving to have this system so, it ain't going to change. But nevertheless, God says that if we would turn from our wicked ways, then will I, that's God, hear from heaven. Oh, is he really out there? We don't think he's out there. Well, the reason we don't think he's out there is because we haven't done our part. And he says, I will forgive their sin. Sin is transgression of the law. It's not a scary word, but people don't like it. 1 John 3:4, sin is transgression of the law. Now, that's not the law, the revised code of Ohio, or the revised United States code. That's the law of God. And I'm not talking about the sacrificial law, you know, that portion which was nailed to the cross, done away. I'm talking about the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments. You know, the real simple stuff, the things that are written on your heart. And he says, and I will heal their land. Now, that's quite a promise. But we're not ready for that. And while Lark and I had talked about before going on the air that we would devote the second half of this segment, or this program, I should say, to solutions, I'm very reluctant to go into solutions because the attitude of America, if you look around, and if you're honest, I think you would agree that America is not ready to repent of anything. Keep your cotton-picking hands off my Social Security benefits, right? And we got other people who think that they have a right to all of the entitlement programs whereby they can live off the productive labors of what few producers we have left. But, you know, back in 1990, I wrote to a congressman when I was living in Oklahoma, and I said, well, you know, can you find out for me what percentage of our population is producing goods for consumption? You know what it was? 16%. That's 1/6. 16% of the American population, according to the Congressional Research Service, in 1990, was producing goods for consumption. Now, my bet is that 100% of the American population were consuming it. And so when Ralph Nader comes along and wants to be a consumer advocate, gosh, he represents everybody. That's pretty popular. Who represents the producer? There's only 16% of them back in 1990, and I'd be willing to bet you since the debacle of 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, and it's still going on, we've got less than 16% today. And according to David Rockefeller and his memoirs, which he wrote back in 2002, about 500 pages of really interesting stuff, you ought to read it, he said that when Venezuela's economy was going down the tubes back around 1989 or thereabouts, they were down to 17% of their population producing goods for consumption. We're doing less than that. It's amazing that America's still afloat. It's production that keeps us afloat, not Federal Reserve notes, even if you put them out there in the trillions. So what I've done in my book, I hate to even talk about my book, because that's what authors do. They all talk about their book, right? I get sick of listening to that. But I divided solutions, very brief solutions, into two categories. The first one I called national solutions. Because when I used to speak to patriot groups and the like, I would invariably get people who would say, hey, Bruce, we've heard all about the problem. We don't need to hear any more about the problem. We want to hear about the solution. And my response, for those of you who are ever in that audience, and I'm sure there's some out there, Wes was one of them, you would have heard me say something like, well, if you understood the problem, you wouldn't need me to tell you what the solution was. You'd already know. It's the fact that we don't understand the problem, that people keep asking for solutions, and we keep coming up with the wrong ones. So I offered national solution very briefly, and then I focused on personal solutions, and that's where I always spent my time whenever speaking to groups. And some of our lectures would run 4 hours. Some of them run 14 hours. Right? And then we go into question and answers. Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting subject, the whole nine yards of what we're talking about. And I'm going to be getting you the solutions, or at least I hope we're going to do that pretty soon in our Data Mine broadcast. Currently, we're still dealing with myths. In fact, the current series right now is Economic Myths and the Science of Deceit. And this coming Sunday will be part 40. And that's our third economic series in succession. Because I'm trying to get people to understand the economic connection with America's enslavement. And that's where you're enslaved. You're enslaved economically. They don't put a ball and chain around you and keep you from moving around. They steal your wealth. They plunder your wealth. And how do they do that? They do that with what people call erroneously money. And so most people think they're getting paid when they get a Federal Reserve note. They're not getting paid. They're getting robbed with it. All the Federal Reserve notes you have in your wallet is proof of what you gave up to get them. And it cost the first party, the Federal Reserve Banking System and Congress, it cost them absolutely no money to create those things or to print them. Actually, you don't create a Federal Reserve note, you print them. But the numbers that are on those Federal Reserve notes represent a quantity of the money that doesn't exist. That was created in the figment, or as a figment of your own imagination. We're not on a gold standard, a silver standard, we're on a thought standard. If you think you got money, then apparently you do, but in fact you don't. And it's that system that funds and lubricates all of the problems and vices that you're up against, whether it be the aerial spraying of chemtrails, the GMO, of our food, the vaccinations. All the programs you're up against have deep pockets. And where do they get them? Numbers of absolutely nothing that the first party gets at no cost to itself. And then tells you that you're going to have to give up your production to get it. That's legalized theft. And yet we've got populists out there who claim to be patriots, who want Congress to do that directly and without any assistance from the Federal Reserve on the outside by bringing the Federal Reserve into the government, and they're going to keep doing it together as they've been doing it. And that's not a solution. But it is difficult to actually come up with... Oops, I hear music. We're a musical group, aren't we? Here's our break. I'm Bruce G. McCarthy, and I'm co-hosting with... are you still there, Lark?
I'm still here, but I'm enjoying every minute.
Okay. Right. Hey, what's the name of our program?
Corporation Nation.
Corporation Nation. Okay. Yeah, it is, isn't it? The Corporation Nation. That's fascism.
Oh, my.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Bruce, if I might, just a couple of program notes on behalf of our friend Clint. Clint, let me remind you, he's going to be back this coming Friday after Christmas. He's going to have with him his guest, Jan Irvin, and they're going to discuss the origins of Santa Claus, Christmas trees, reindeer, the Easter Bunny, and magic mushrooms. Our friend Freeman Burke will be on Thursday, just prior, filling in for Clint. Don't forget to go to the CorporationNation.com and check out the new movie and lecture that Clint has produced. Also, head over to his blog, realityblogger1g.wordpress.com. The latest post is Common Core, Agenda 21, and global governance. I want to also mention my friend Bruce here's book, Lawful Money, Plaintiff versus Legal Plunder. Now, folks, this book is dirt cheap, but I'm telling you, the information is powerful. It makes a wonderful gift for those family members and friends, people you care about, for yourself. I don't know anybody that's distilled this problem and proposed worthwhile solutions better that I've heard in years. And I recommend, go to YouTube, Bank Fraud in 10 Minutes, the number 10, and be sure and listen to Bruce's program entitled Datum Line, each and every Sunday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. Datum Line. Bruce, take it away.
Well, I guess we ought to leave some people with a somewhat of a positive message, and usually that comes in the form of solutions. And we don't have an awful lot of time, and I'm just going to look at a few national economic solutions that I would suggest. But again, I ask people to be realistic. Ask yourself, is the average American ready to go down this road and demand it? And these are things that we're asking or demanding somebody else do. These are not the things that we should be doing, and I would rather really spend more time dealing with that. But today it would probably be appropriate that we just deal with national solutions. We begin by not adding to our list of problems. And with public officials who will honor their covenant or their oath that they took before God to uphold the Constitution. I realize that there are lots of disagreements as to whether the Constitution is a valid document, all that sort of thing. But that's the document that these people are supposed to have sworn an oath to uphold. And it's problematic because the public keeps demanding more unlawful entitlements. And it's almost a deafening roar. But government must obey.
Our system is rather a system of patronage and a spoil system.
Yeah.
I mean, we put our faith in these two parties and the representatives thereof to provide solutions on our behalf. I mean, that right there is a dishonorable contract. Bruce, I've never met the man that is qualified to represent my interests. Have you?
No.
I have never met the man that is even remotely qualified to represent my interests.
Because he's not interested in your interest.
That's exactly right. Please continue.
Okay. And we've got entitlement programs that just go, they're endless. But they permit an immoral society to steal from producers. And they can use government as a scapegoat to do it. They can say that, you know, I'm not doing it. The government said it was okay. But all we're doing is we're using government as a scapegoat to participate in a system of theft where non-producers steal from producers. And government simply gives you a license. It's called a check or a debit, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, we'll give you $1,200 in your account, and you go down to Walmart, and you can blow it down there at Walmart. You can get some production. Okay. The American people are beggars. I'm not saying that there aren't any American people out there who haven't paid into something. But if you look at the mindset of the average American, it appears that we've become a begging population. Our lawless bank-funded global empire building program has to end, but I can't stop it. And chances are you can't either. But you might be able to lean on somebody in public office to at least let them know that empire building is not what we are supposed to be doing.
But don't we have to be responsible for our own actions first and foremost?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I say I would rather spend more time talking about personal solutions. But it seems like almost every place I spoke in times past, people were demanding a national solution. And if you couldn't provide one, then therefore your program of solution was not valid. I'm saying that there are solutions even to national problems. The problem is you don't have a population that is yet willing to address them because they are too much a part of the problem. And until we cease to become a part of the problem, we certainly can't seek to solve the problem. You know, federal agencies and programs that were not expressly authorized by the Constitution, they've got to be phased out. But we got so many federal programs out there under the New Deal, and subsequently, they weren't authorized by the Constitution. Foreign aid isn't authorized by the Constitution. Right? Those powers not expressly delegated are reserved to the states or the people respectively. But when's the last time that even the Supreme Court will uphold that concept of the people being sovereign over government? The federal government was never sovereign in matters internal or national. Only in terms of external activities was the federal government upheld by the courts for about 80 years to be in a position of a sovereign. That was overturned by Julliard versus Greenman, in 1884. Right? But it wasn't overturned lawfully, and they had no authority for doing it. But they did it. Okay? Interest due on all bank-created debts could be rendered void as unlawful. As Nehemiah said in chapter 5, verse 10, let us leave off this usury. The creation and lending of imaginary principal must end as being ultra vires. It's beyond the scope of corporate power as defined by law, and it's contrary to biblical law, which is not subject to revision. The principal owed by Uncle Sam to credit-creating institutions like the Fed on our behalf is an unpayable debt for fraud, and as such paves the way for nationwide private debt resolution. God requires that the creditor to forgive a debt after 7 years on a substantive loan of real money. And money in the Old Testament scriptures and New Testament scriptures was silver. Compare that religion to the one which begat our national and horrific skyrocketing unpayable debt at compound
interest.
And
now bitcoins.
And this is a system that loans absolutely nothing and charges interest on it. What kind of a religion is that? I mean, if the Christian religion was one that we can't accept, then how is it we accept a religion that says that you can lend absolutely nothing and then charge interest on it? It's a war of religion. Because whoever makes law is God. Either that God is in the heavens, or he maybe sits on Capitol Hill. But whoever makes law is God. Because that's what government and that's what God does. The scripture says in Isaiah 33:22, for the Lord is our lawgiver, our king, and our judge. He will save us. James confirmed that at 4:12 when he says, for there is but one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Okay? Nothing was changed at Calvary. There is one lawgiver. His name is Jesus Christ. Okay? He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay? But we don't want him. We don't want his law. At least America doesn't. And the more multicultural we become, the less we're going to want that. Okay? Sorry to say that. Hate to offend anybody out there, but most of the people out there just don't have much interest in what the Bible has to say, even among our own.
Certainly, they're not interested in an honorable contract. That is clear. We have one caller on the line. Do you want to bring him up? Give him about half a minute here.
We have that much time. Okay, come on, whoever it is.
Earl, you have about a half a minute, my friend. I'm sorry, we're close to the end of the broadcast.
Okay, first of all, I appreciate your program, Mark. And, Mr. Bruce, every Sunday morning we make it a point to be up at that hour to listen to your program. The information that you put forth is really, really tremendous. And back in 86, I ran for a congressional seat as an independent to abolish the Fed, and I wish I had that knowledge that you bringing forth now, but thank you very much, and I get off the line.
Thank you very much for calling. Earl? Yeah, thank
Indeed.
You.
Indeed, yes. Well, Bruce, I must say I'm very happy that we had this time together.
Yeah, it's been a nice visit here at the pub. We can stay and have another pizza?
Well, I think we shall.
I think we ought to.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay. Come back Friday, and let's visit with Jan and Clint again, Thursday with Freeman Burke. Thanks for joining us. With financial